Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, honoring Brian Dennison on this Hall of Fame night, and Lara Swanson, the girls' track coach at Mercer County High School. Of course, one of your assistants was Brian Dennison, and I guess just tell us a little bit about kind of your relationship with him and working together with him and, you know, his contributions to the track program.
Oh, yeah. Brian was my assistant for 4 to 5 years. He really helped me a lot in the fact that he brought a lot of experience to just the girls' track program in general. You know, he had been a head coach, you know, before I was born. And so he brought a lot of contributions that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have thought of to a team, which really just helped out the girls in general. He did a lot of extra planning on the side of different things, like a team breakfast in the morning, and he did weekly quotes or sayings or inspirations for them to kind of motivate them each week for bigger meets. And he just brought a lot of things to the table that I hadn't necessarily thought of, and really helped me. He wasn't afraid to voice his opinion, and which was always, you know, great for me just to learn different aspects of coaching in general. He was vocal to the girls and telling them what they needed to do, where they needed to improve. And, you know, he didn't sugarcoat much. If you knew Brian, he was going to tell you what he thought and how to go about doing it. And sometimes people took that the wrong way, and he meant nothing but the best by it. So I really miss that aspect from him in the coaching world.
Yeah, and then can you speak to what he meant with, you know, strength and conditioning as it related to the female student athlete at Mercer County High School? I know he had a pretty big role there.
Oh, absolutely. I think he really tried to push just for female athletics in general and the females to really buy into the strength and conditioning program. He went out in the community and in the girls' athletics with their parents, and he asked for donations from them to purchase some. He got T-shirts that said Strong Girls on the back of them, hashtag Strong Girl, and he got bags, and he got little patches for their letter jackets. And we have a board in the weight room for the girls and one for the boys for top five in each category for squats and bench and clean and jerk. And if you were on that board 1, 2, 3, or 4 times, you had a different basically a little prize that you would win depending on how many times you made the board. And he just really tried to push and motivate the females in the school, especially to get involved in our strength and conditioning program, whether that be body conditioning, whether that be our after school program, or the summer weightlifting as well. So he really wanted the girls to buy in, and I really, I'm still seeing the effects of it now. I have a majority of the female athletes out for body conditioning at school right now. So I think they really have liked that program.
Yeah, well, and I know as we honor, you know, Brian this weekend, I think, and I, you know, the theme of a lot of my conversations is, you know, people looking for closure, but they want to celebrate the life that they didn't get to do during the kind of the height of the pandemic because of the COVID mitigations. You couldn't have, you know, the traditional funeral or the visitation. And I think we're still, you know, a lot of us that were close to Brian are still, you know, can't believe he's not here, you know, and we're celebrating this weekend.
Yep.
Is there anything, I mean, when you, and this is a tough question, I get it, but if you could say something to him, you know, we all didn't get to say something to him because, let's face it, we thought, you know, back in 2020, he'd still be around in 2022, and he's not, and we're dealing with that. I mean, is there anything, you know, I know we all would say, well, thank you, you know, for your contributions. I didn't say I love you when you were here. I want to say that to you. I mean, is there, like,
right,
anything else you need to, you'd like to say to him or say to the family?
I mean, you definitely nailed it. You know, thanks for everything in terms of what he's done for girls' athletics, boys' athletics. I think you said that you talked to Spencer and Tanner and Josie. I mean, he, you know, the athletes that he coached meant a lot to him, whether it was during school, after they graduated in college years and even beyond. So I think you see that probably with what they had to say about him. You know, he just pushed people to be better in general, not just in the moment. He wanted to help you see your successes, just to see your future endeavors. I think he also saw that with, he coached in Georgia prior to being here. He helped one of his athletes there get into their Hall of Fame. And I think it was the fall or winter before he had passed, he got to go down to Georgia and see her get inducted into the Hall of Fame there. So I think, you know, just a lot of the ties that he has with his previous athletes and his just even students in general, you know, he wanted to see their successes. And, you know, I thank him for that.
Well, you couldn't have said it any better, Coach Swanson. So we appreciate your observations, and it'll be a great weekend to celebrate with his family and a deserving honor for Brian Dennison going into the Hall of Fame. Thanks again for the help. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're listening to Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage honoring Brian Dennison on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.